This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia's defense minister said Tuesday capturing the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut was important to launching offensive operations deeper in the region, while Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky pledged to keep fighting for the city. Russian defense chief Sergei Shoigu called Bakhmut an important defensive hub for Ukrainian forces as he spoke to military officials Tuesday and said capturing it would allow Russian troops to push deep into Ukraine's defensive lines. In his nightly address Monday, Zelensky said his military commanders unanimously supported staying in Bakhmut, which has been the site of fierce fighting for months now. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday if Russian troops managed to seize control of the eastern Ukrainian city, it would not represent a decisive shift in the conflict. The defense secretary, meanwhile, has made an unannounced visit to Baghdad Tuesday, just days before the 20th anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion that ousted Saddam Hussein from the country. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Austin was greeted on touchdown in the Iraqi capital Tuesday by Major General Matthew McFarland, the U.S. commander in Iraq. Austin is meeting top officials during his visit to Iraq, which is home to hundreds of American troops helping in the fight against the Islamic State group. Since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003 that removed longtime dictator Saddam Hussein from power, Iraq has been a point of friction between the United States and Iran. Tehran has widely expanded its influence in Iraq over the past 20 years. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Britain set out details Tuesday of a new law that would bar the entry of asylum seekers to the country in small boats, a proposal that some refugee charities say could be impractical and criminalize the efforts of genuine asylum seekers. This is VOA News. China's new foreign minister has lashed out at the United States, warning the two nations could be headed for conflict and confrontation. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
In his first news conference since taking office, Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gong has hit out over deteriorating bilateral relations and Washington's support for Taiwan. He's also insinuated that America is undermining efforts for peace in Ukraine in order to extend the conflict for its own benefit. Qin has told journalists on the sidelines of an annual meeting that Washington's China policy had entirely deviated from a rational and sound track and means to contain and suppress China in all respects and get the two countries locked in a zero-sum game. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Protesters are marching through the streets in western France, and workers across the nation are on strike once again in opposition to the government's pension reform bill. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
People are expressing anger at a bill raising the retirement age to 64, which unions see as a broader threat to the French social model. More than 250 protests are expected in Paris and around the country, and what organizers hope is their biggest show of force yet against President Emmanuel Macron's showcase legislation. The bill is under debate in the French Senate this week. The CGT union said all oil shipments in the country have been halted amid strikes at refineries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The search continues for four U.S. citizens who were kidnapped at gunpoint in Mexico, just across the U.S. border. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Zalandria Brown of Florence, South Carolina, says her younger brother, Zindel Brown, who lives in Myrtle Beach, is one of the four Americans kidnapped Friday. She says it's like a bad dream you wish you could wake up from. She says her brother and three close friends were traveling to Mexico so one of them could have tummy tuck surgery. The FBI says the four were traveling in a white minivan with North Carolina license plates when they came under fire shortly after entering Matamoros, Mexico, from Brown's Texas. The FBI says all four Americans were placed in another vehicle and taken away by armed men. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the Americans' return. I'm Donna Warder.
Residents in mountain towns in the southern portion of the U.S. western state of California are still struggling to dig out and get necessities in the aftermath of a record-setting blizzard last month that dumped so much snow, roads became impassable, and roofs of buildings collapsed. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.